Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the theme, How to Interpret Scripture. Lesson 10, The Bible as History. Summary. We have heard about David, who saw the giant Goliath in front of him. He was a dwarf in comparison to Goliath. But he knew there's one even taller than Goliath, and even stronger than Goliath. And if he helps me, then I will be the winner. He had a trusting in something he could not see. And this trusting made him the winner. We heard of the Assyrians, how Hezekiah acted when he heard the Assyrians, how they spoke about the God of Judah. No God had ever the chance against the Assyrian army. And your God? Do you think your God will be the only one who can help you? Forget about it. And this was something Hezekiah could not stand. And he showed it to God. Honor your name. And God acted, and the Assyrian army was demolished. We heard about Daniel and Nebuchadnezzar, this powerful king of Babylonia, the most powerful king ever there. And Judah was taken into captivity for 70 years, so the God of Judah is a weak God, or? He is a God who sees into the future. And Daniel, trusting in his God, became a representative of the true God. And Nebuchadnezzar and Daniel came close together. They had talks with each other. And through Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar got an idea about the real God, the only one, ruling over heaven and earth, and that all the gods of the Babylonians are nothing. They're only inventions of human minds, but they do not really exist, therefore they cannot help you. They are not in existence, but there's one God who exists and lives forever. You need not be afraid that he will die. He is there. And because of Daniel and his friend's loyalty, Nebuchadnezzar found the way to God and became a follower of Jesus. We will meet him in heaven. Imagine that. And when we think of Jesus there in front of the high priest, who is angry, who is furious, because all the lies, they don't work. So therefore this question, are you the Son of God, yes or no? And Jesus confesses at his baptism, through John the Baptist, the voice from heaven, from the Heavenly Father, confirmed, this is my beloved Son. This was already the testimony of the Most High. And here again, yeah. So if the Jews still think that the Messiah is to come in future and has not come 2,000 years ago, they only have to read this passage. Are you the Son of God? I will come in the clouds of heaven. And the high priest said, that's blasphemy. You are not the Son of God. Although he is the Son of God. And Jesus was willing to die as a sacrifice for your sins. Although he is the King of the universe. What humility. This is our Savior. Look at him and trust him and obey him.